Ya-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Yeah,
we were looking for some bicycle music. We were looking for some walking music. We were looking for some music about moving. And the best we could do was Tijuana Brass and Route 101, I think it is. After Tom Hale, a native of Moraga in the East Bay, graduated from the University of Oregon, mastered at UCLA, got an environmental planning job in Las Vegas, where a thunderbolt of inspiration struck. He wanted to do bicycle tours. After a 5,000-mile solo bike trip, he settled in Berkeley 38 years ago. At night, washed fondue parts. By day, became founder and president of Backroad Bicycle Tours, today called simply Backroads. Today, it's the world's number one active travel company. The over 500 trip leaders take bikers, walkers, and hikers, and those interested in multi-sport and family trips all over the world. Just here, there. Tom Hale, good morning.
Good morning, John. It's nice to talk to you again.
I've been a long time. I don't know. We've had a couple of your other representatives. Nothing like talking to the man. You've come a long way, as they said. You've come a long way, baby, in nearly four decades since that first trip when you took four guests, which included your mother, to Death Valley. That was your number one, right?
That's right, yeah. It's been a great ride.
Your mother, 25% of the people that were there. Now, I have to say this, and my wife, Shirley, was on one of your first trips. She did many of them, three more. And when it was you and an assistant did all the work, she loved it, and she kept going back. And I think I did about three. This goes back a few years. Tell us about the Backroad trip leaders.
Well, we've come a long way, but really, what we have always done is tried our very hardest to just provide amazing experiences for our guests. And yes, we've grown since then. We will probably take about 37,000 guests on trips this year.
Jeez.
What we're most proud of is that, especially since the Great Recession, when we had a dip, we've grown about 20% compound annual growth, just under that since then. But our guests have rated our leaders higher each and every one of those 8 or so years since then. And I think our average leader score is 9.76 on a scale of 1 to 10. So that's what it's all about, the leaders out there. They make the trips what they are. And we've done a lot of things to improve upon them on top of that. But the leaders are the backbone of the trip.
They are. The very essence of them is that they are always, they're so good about answering all the questions people have. They also, I remember going on one of the trips and I was talking to them. In fact, I may have talked to you too about this, is, you know, people come on trips and they come from being surgeons to stockbrokers to every kind of person in the world. And a lot come with a lot of stress. I mean, they're coming on a trip to de-stress. And it was either one of them or both of and you that said it takes about 2 days, for some maybe even 3 days, to wind down and get with the program. And then after that, they're open to so much more.
Yeah, I think that's true. I would say probably more accurately is the way our trips unfold so quickly that most people, the overwhelming majority, are able to sort of de-stress almost immediately, because they're immediately active, they're immediately interacting with people, they're out in the environment, they're not in a closed environment. And really, the exception is somebody that takes a little bit longer like that. We do everything we can to break that down. So I think our leaders are also good at facilitating that if somebody's a little slower to just embrace the environment wherever they are.
And then after that, it's just a incredible experience. Give us a typical Backroads tour from the arrival date until you depart from the tour.
Well, we take care of everything. Once somebody arrives, we don't do air. We have a partner that does do that if people don't have their own travel agent. But the first day, whether it be a walking trip, a biking trip, a multi-adventure trip, we will meet them, and we try to almost immediately, as I mentioned, get active so that people get those endorphins going and just can be out and about and interacting with people more naturally and more fluidly. And so we might meet in the afternoon, have a picnic lunch, ride to the next hotel. We'll have dinner together. We eat in amazing places. I think we're in 30 or 40 Michelin-starred restaurants. We stay in these beautiful places all over the world. And we'll do that every day, get up in the morning and do it again. But it's not all about biking, not all about hiking. It's that is simply a way to, I think, more naturally and authentically interact with whatever a region has, whether it's like a deeply cultural area or has amazing natural environment. By being on a bike or hiking through it, it just is a pretty unbeatable way to get to know what the place has.
Yes, as I remember it, some people are, like taking biking, for instance, some people on bikes, they want to do 300 miles a day. Other people, they're happy with just getting up to breakfast or after breakfast, do 2 or 3 hours, and then maybe do something in the afternoon. And that's available to them still.
Absolutely. We are the masters of accommodating mixed abilities on a single trip. That doesn't mean we go from soup to nuts in terms of mixed ability. We rate all of our trips so that we do get somewhat of a like-minded kind of athletic orientation on that trip. Mm-hmm. But we're really good at having – we have multiple vans, many leaders. We provide multiple routes for people to choose from each day. You only go as far as you want. And that's just it makes it a lot easier. And so I'd say the majority of our guests in the sort of scheme of serious biker types of people, they're not so serious about it. We have some that are, but in general, they're folks that are very athletic and, you know, to ride 30 or 40 miles, which sounds like a lot if you haven't done it, is actually a pretty doable thing. And so that's more or less what we're doing on a trip. And we might be hiking, 6, 8, 10 miles a day, something like that.
And last question of the day, very quickly, how many different countries are you visiting?
We're in, I believe, just over 50 now, 50, 51 countries.
Incredible. 50 countries. By the way, I might just add that I minute you brought up food, I was thinking of the lunches, for instance, that you put on. The breakfasts are fantastic. Dinners are fantastic. And the lunches are a spread. You got to stop for the lunch. It is absolutely incredible. I don't know how the leaders do it, but they do it.
Yeah, Tom, no matter how great dinner is, that's a comment we commonly get, is that the picnic lunches surpass all.
Incredible. I want you to go to Back Road Tours. That's backroads.com. It's backroads.com. The telephone number, 800-462-2848. That's 800-462-2848. Tom Hale, I asked for you, and God bless you. You came on, and I'm just delighted to again connect with you on the air.
Thanks, John. Give my best to Shirley.
I shall. Bye-bye. All right, the time is 9:30, and let's see. What does that mean? Well, that means more Travel and Leisure Talk coming up. John Hamilton on the go with you on KGO Radio.